Hello, good day and welcome. I'm your host, Mr. Steve, and this is the penultimate episode of Season 4 of the Point 99 podcast, Episode 9. Before I get into the intro or enthuse about my and the community's week in running, I first wanted to touch on the story that I shared last week about the happenings from the Allness Park run the week prior to give an update on the situation. If this is once again not a topic you are comfortable with, please skip to around about the 4th or 5th minute of the episode. Alas, it is sad news, unfortunately, but I wanted to share an update and honour the man who meant a lot to so many, with several touching posts being shared on social media from his friends and club members. Sadly, Derek Adamson passed away on Saturday evening after suffering a massive heart attack at Allness Park Run. He'd been visiting with a few friends and fellow Kirkcaldy Wizards ahead of the Inverness Half Marathon, which he was up to spectate. From the posts I've read, Derek was instrumental in the formation and running of the Kirkcaldy Wizards Running Club, as well as being a founding member, coach, and much more. Derek's passing is a harsh reminder that although we aspire to keep fit, that we never know what's around in the next corner of life. Enjoy the time you have. Make a positive impact on those around you and live the life you want to live, as by the sounds of it, Derek certainly did. My thoughts are with Derek's family and friends, as well as with the whole of the Kirkcaldy Wizards Running Club. A fellow wizard, funnily enough, going by the handle Wizard Running Man, left a lovely response to a comment I'd made on his post regarding Derek's passing. Wizard Running Man, better known as Rolf, said that Derek had completed over 300 park runs and did park run all over. But no matter how far you went with him for park run, he always struck up rapport with people or they bumped into someone he knew. It's been hard. There's part of him that expects to see him encouraging people at training or get a message about going to park run, but then he snaps back to reality. Rolf definitely carried Derek at Alloa, pictured him saying, right to the top, keep going up the hills. The Kirkcaldy Wizards had a club run for Derek, and it was heartwarming to see all different clubs from Fife turning out, which emphasised how well thought of Derek is locally. Also grateful to those at Allness who did their best to help. To honour Derek, I think it's only fitting that I leave a minute silence as a mark of respect and remembrance. That wasn't the news I was hoping to start off with this week. If there's one overriding message I'd like to share as well as we start the show, it's to remember to look after not only yourselves, but each other as well. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others. Let's roll the intro to the show though and get cracking with the rest of the penultimate episode. For those new or unfamiliar with the show, the Point 99 podcast is a running podcast for all runners of all abilities, but especially the everyday runners out there. If you're new to running or to the podcast, we hope to have guests, topics and discussions that will help you along whatever path your journey is taking. For any seasoned runners or listeners, perhaps we'll have some stories that will have you empathising with our experiences and predicaments. If it's lessons we've learned during our own journeys, embarrassing stories, or heartstring-pulling moments. We hope you'll stick with us while we try share some good vibes, motivation and positivity, and hopefully we can have a laugh along the way. I want to start things off this week by thanking those who reached out to compliment last week's interview with JP.RunsFree, John Pickup, after I felt it was a bit of a step down in the quality of interviewing when compared to some of the previous episodes. I have since listened back to it properly for probably the fourth or fifth time after the editing process, pre-issue and that sort of things. And you're right, it isn't as bad as I was making it out to be. A special thanks to JP for dropping in for the reassurance as well. Let's stick with myself as the main focus here and look at my week in running. It's been a bit of an off week again for me this week after planning to kick off a new schedule. Work has been pretty crazy, as it always seems to be just now. I do have a week off now though, so I am planning to play a little bit of catch up and get back onto some form of consistency with the new plan and hopefully making it stick going into the bulk of spring and summer. I'm hoping to get out for a second run this week later today, this is on Thursday, and maybe a visit to Parkrun on Saturday followed by a long run effort. Needless to say, my running is nothing compared to you lot bossing out some amazing events over the course of last weekend. As is becoming a bit of a tradition, I put up a roll call of events for the weekend and we got some really good responses here. First into the question box on this week's roll call, we have Stuart Runs A Lot, that he does, Stuart Rowan, who was one of the faces down at the 20 along the 4th. He said it was a fantastic event. It certainly looked like it as well, Stuart. I, for one, especially like the photo that was taken up the bridge where you can play a bit of Where's Wally or Where's Waldo for the American listeners of the Instagram running community taking part. Also in attendance was another regular face to the roll call, James McQuillan, who was using it as a training run. Some marathon paced miles and a strong finish for James. Good on you, lad. The warrior returns in the form of Ant, now known as Ant Runs On Plants, rightfully letting us know about Tokyo. That's the last event for him until autumn, as he spends the time building back up, recovering and ready to smash the second half of the year. Sharon's up next with the Alawa Half. Like the 20 along the 4th, it was looking fairly busy with familiar faces along at Alawa as well. Maybe an event I'll need to check out myself next year. Nikki Sheridan, Knickknack Ultra Runs, our guest and wee pal, was a long supporter at both events over the weekend as well, being a radiant light in the community. Another previous guest, Fighting the Dad Bod, Carl Orme, asked, running? Carl doesn't need to even ask that, being the notorious non-trainer that he is, just turning up on the day and getting the job done. The beauty to my beast in terms of our Loch Ness 24 duo, Lorna, was out smashing the Craig Dinane Hill Race on Saturday, following up with a spicy Munro on Sunday. Always keeping it active is that Wonder Woman. Camera trap culprit Collie Wobbles slid into the question box to share that he'd just run the NYC Half. He said it was an awesome experience that he'll never forget, being such an amazing day. Good on you, boss. I did see that post actually as well. What a place to be smashing it. She didn't add herself into the roll call, but I'm going to add someone here myself and shout out someone who did join us for this week's question responses, Curly Steph X. Steph was over in Lisbon, Portugal for the half marathon alongside previous guest and my good pal Emma Joy, lipstick and trainers. Steph has been training hard for Lisbon the past few weeks and it was great seeing the ball of a time that she had, smashing it and smiling all the way as she always does. My wee pocket Parisian pal, Elodie, had the Kielder double and she was broken. Now, I'm pretty sure I was right in seeing that the wee rock star did also pick up first female for completing both events, though, so go on yourself, Laud. Party Marty was another face along at the Alloa half alongside Sharon and Nikki. Good on you, my man. It looked like a great day for it, though not quite like last year, which, if memory serves me correctly, was an icy and snowy affair. If it wasn't last year, it certainly was the year before. Another man joining the guys along at the Alloa Half Marathon was Stupot 07, making it the first time in a Newton Roadrunner's vest. Great event, he says. It's a nice looking top as well, Stu, and one that we've seen a fair amount of action between the Alloa half and the 20 along the fourth. Good on you, sir, though. Smashing it. Now, to finish off, we have another Newton Road runner and listener favourite past guest, Jace, the Boiled Egg Heat Edinburgh runner. He smashed out the along the fourth 20 before popping along to Alloa half to get some supporting duties ticked off. A legend as always, Jace. Now, without any hesitation, I'm going to transition over to this week's questions answers. It was really late in the day calling it this week. I do apologise. It was meant to be up on Monday and I got it out on Wednesday in a bit of a rush. So the answers are a little bit sparse on the ground, but that's to be expected. The general consensus, however, is that people find it hard to choose between everyone who has been a featured guest so far, and that's great to hear. I myself have really enjoyed connecting with so many amazing people. They're talented, they're inspirational, and they're driven. Both Stuart Runs a Lot and Ant Runs on Plants also echo that exact point. The running Fran has, however, exclaimed that for her it has to be Serena Broadway. Both of these ladies are super talented ultra runners, showing the world how strong and committed they are, all the while smiling along the routes and trails that they tackle. I myself loved speaking to Serena. It was one of those super easy laid-back conversations that had very little pressure or stress. Uncle Lee was in agreement with the shout for Serena, but added that he's loved so many. Serena Homer, Chris Evans, Nikki Sheridan, Gary Dempsey, Jace Woods, Mike Houston, to name just a few. They're all good mates of his and all great episodes. Back to Curly Steph X here, who agrees with the shout for Jace, who has certainly been somewhat of a fan favourite this season, and actually of all time for that matter. His numbers are always ticking up at a fair rate of knots. Steph also loved listening to Nikki's episode as well. Next up, we have Steph Runs Miles. Steph says that she's still playing catch up on the first two seasons, but really loved Nikki and Chris's episodes. Two super normal, down-to-earth folk that have achieved some superhuman things in a short space of time gives her inspo. Steph also loved both of Tanya's episodes. Having listened to them driving to Cheshire, she had a big smile on her face the whole time. Such a fun, positive lady with an awesome energy that she could feel through the car's speakers. I think no matter what Tanya throws herself at, she's always going to come out the other side as a supernova of positive energy. Last up again this week, we have the Scottish running scene's male model and birthday boy from earlier this week, AB McCracken. For AB, it has to be the Edinburgh runner, aka Phil Mitchell, just because he bumped him up so much and got him a good few Insta followers. P.S. AB underscore McCracken. Aye, too right, AB. Get yourself along and give that lad a follow. When Jace the Edinburgh runner, Easter themed, isn't doing his Mitchell brother lookalike gigs with our pal Ryan Miller, he keeps AB on his toes, running away from him and being super fast at all the events that they tackle together. Once again, though, Jace is an amazing guy and we're lucky to have such a legend in the Scottish running community, cheering on everyone, not taking himself too seriously and having a good time doing it all. Now, I do have a question in mind for next week's finale. It's something that came to mind while mindlessly scrolling reels, especially Jace's, and it was the tunes that accompany them. So this week, I want to know if you were an elite runner, and I realize some of you actually are elite runners, what would your start line announcement song be? Explanation or not, I'm easy with this one. I actually think some of the song shouts might be funnier without explanation. I'm picturing AB now with something like Hot Chocolate's You Sexy Thing. I'll pop it up again on Monday, but you can get ahead of the game and drop into the DMs if you feel that you have something in mind. What is the track that you'd like to line up on the start line for as your name rang out around an arena or start line? Remember to let me know the artist on it as well, because I'm very good with music, but there's only so far that I can push my knowledge. Now, from favourite guests to this week's guest, he's someone who needs absolutely no introduction, but I give him one all the same. Here we go. Let's hear the intro I gave him and the conversation we had just a little bit earlier. A return to days gone by for the podcast, Runnerman Steve. Today, I have the pleasure of being joined by someone who was instrumental in the formation and creation of this very podcast, helping lay the foundations for the show as it stands today. With it being just over a year since we started the project together, I think it's extremely fitting we welcome the man back today, not only to reminisce and catch up on how running life has been since we last heard from him in season two, but to learn about how training is going for his next big milestone. He has certainly not been sitting idle waiting for the callback, being a club runner and training for the next installment of the London Marathon. We have a bit to catch up on, but likely get tangential with as well. So please join me in welcoming back the London lad himself, the bearded beauty, Steve Farrugia, Runnerman Steve.
Hello, mate.
How are we doing?
We're going videos, aren't we?
I'll turn video back on now. I don't mind it.
You didn't want to record yourself messing up the intro back to us.
I know. I've not done that in so long, and now you've come back, and it was a staple to begin with, wasn't it? Every week was at least 3-4 F's and C's and all sorts.
Yeah, I'm from you. I don't swear, man.
Season one, I think, only had one expletive episode, and then the last four or five episodes, I've had about three of them have been marked as expletive.
Just going down the toilet, mate.
It's me as well. It's not even the guests. Jace said that. He says, "Why is it marked as expletive? Did I swear?" And I'm like, "Nah, it was me. It's me.
It's all me, mate. Good.
Oh, I'm all good. How are you?"
Yeah, not bad. Meant to be working.
Hopefully nobody's listening that shouldn't be listening.
I doubt it. I think everyone listens is in Scotland, mate.
I'm not so sure anymore. The stats, the world map is starting to light up quite a bit.
The map is mapping. Yeah, no, I'm all good. Annoying little cough from my daughter, because she loves sharing those things. But then again, I say for my daughter, when you're this deep into a marathon training block and you're not getting the recovery you'd give yourself after a marathon, because colds can come on set after a marathon and whatnot. But yeah.
Yeah, your immune system's down.
Yeah, I mean, find that. I say to myself, yeah, I'm going to take my vitamins this week. I'll take it on a Monday and I'll just throw the rest of effort away for the rest of the week. And I go back to Monday. I take my vitamins today.
What you need is the same thing as I need, is one of those old people pill boxes, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you just pop the cap.
I just need a drip.
Plug yourself in at night.
Just sit here with a drip like that.
I just lazy. I start off with good intentions and then I don't take them regularly enough. And it's like, what's the point in taking magnesium once every 4 months?
It is true. I should do it more than I do, but I don't.
You're stepping in and helping me out here. Although you did ask to come back on this season, or you made a hint.
Yeah, I messaged and I said, London's getting close. And I knew that my availability due to a wedding this weekend and I'm away next week, the opportunities were limited.
Yeah.
But I thought, let me just chuck it out there and be like, that's what he's gonna mess it back. I was, no, fuck off. It's not coming back on.
It worked out really well. I haven't announced who the next guest is going to be, or sorry, who the guest was meant to be. But they're not available. They've got a work function on. There are umpteen different bits and pieces, so they're traveling all over the UK, and I didn't want to be an additional burden, kind of pressure to them, because they didn't have very much time and they were stressing. And I'm like, you know what? No, I've got an offer here. I can call upon someone. The very
There we
man.
go.
Here we go. But we don't have any questions today, really. I
No,
say that.
that's the end of the show, folks.
That's
See you later.
the end. I do have questions, but I thought I would kind of wing it a little bit more, because the relaxed episodes seem to go down a lot better
Hey,
with people.
that's how I am on a tangent, because that's what we do. But that's how I done my wedding speech. I have nothing written down. I just winged it for about 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes improv.
Whereas I had a book of script ready to go, like I'll usually
No.
do.
No.
Last week I found it was a little bit, although I've had some really nice messages from both the guest from JP and a few others in the community as well, to say it wasn't nearly as rigid and kind of ping-pongy as I thought it was listening to it. So it was really nice to hear that. But I do prefer speaking to people that I know a little bit about. And of course, I should know quite a bit about you now.
Well, it should do. I, to be honest, I enjoyed. I do enjoy the. Obviously, I listen to the pods as you see. I post them online, listen to it in the car or on the run. But I did. I actually messaged Jace, Edinburgh Runner, just say as a really. I don't message any of the guests, because I'm just rude like that. I'm from London. We don't talk to people. But yeah, it was really good. Really, really good. And it was good to get the story behind that photo of Al.
Yeah.
And that actually triggered something in my head, because I was on the long run doing listening to that podcast episode. And I just searched for Al because the algorithm is so pants that I just weren't seeing his stuff. And I know he thinks that if his engagement's gone down, no one cares. I was like, mate, I'm
Yeah,
not
yeah.
seeing it. So you have to sort of message him to repopulate that back into your algorithm. So there's a nice little reminder.
Yeah, I used to have that sort of mindset when you see you had people regular liking, commenting when I first started, and then it kind of drops off. It's nothing to do with the people. It's very rarely to do with the people. It's to do with the algorithm. And I have had a conversation with them in the past, and it's especially when you've got a battle with your mental health, it's so easy to focus on that. So no, that's a good shout, and it was a great story. We didn't cover as much with Jace as I would have liked, but there's always another episode there.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think some people, yeah, for me, I can be flippant about social media, whatever. But for some people, that's their source of acknowledgement, maybe. I don't know. But for some reason, at the moment, the algorithm wants just videos and reels of, well, come get ready with me for my run. Now just do the run. I don't
Yeah.
care how you get dressed. I don't care what you're eating there. I do apologize for those people that love seeing what people eat. In a day, I couldn't care less. I want to see people like Al. I want to see people like yourself, Ryan, Jace. I want to see these people. You know, my run coach. I want to see him on there. I don't want to see someone who's sold their soul and Instagram account for a few pennies and a couple of garments. And again, I do apologize if anyone's listening to this, and that's you.
No, I know what you mean.
I'm sorry for you.
H
But yeah, I mean.
Helen, who's now a Brooks runner, she actually recently said that, or just the other day, she put something up and she said, it's so hard to see actual content sometimes throughout the boobs and
So
feet.
difficult, so
Oops, it's
difficult.
boobs
And
and feet. And that's no offense to anyone that's doing it. I mean, there's an avenue for everyone. But it does seem to be the overwhelming factor now. It's look at me. Look at my body more than and be proud of your body. We're not body shaming, or I'm not body shaming, but I want to see content about running. I don't want to see content about your
yeah,
physical
mate, it's
attributes.
so true, so true. It annoys me sometimes. I'm like, there are good people creating bloody good things. Like, I know I keep talking about him, but Owl and his swan.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of thing I want to be seeing. Just not some random voiced-over reel about your day.
So I will be getting Al back on. I have had the conversation with him, and I was actually meant to get him on this season to kind of catch up on how his podcast is going and how he's been getting on. It's just not worked out at the moment. So we will get him back on. But I think kind of going back, because it's getting kind of tangential, like it has in the past. But you touched on it there. A good guest, like someone like Jace, you remember where you were when you listened to it. Certainly, I will always remember where I was when I listened back to our first guest, Hannah, because she was so good listening to how Tokyo went. And that's just over a year ago, or maybe even actually a year ago since we had her on. And I was on one of my hill running trails in the back of nowhere, kind of just listening, and here's her talking about, was it Pissoire sweat or something, the energy drink that she didn't want to drink. And I remember exact corner I was on when she was talking about that particular product. And there's been a few others, because I listened back, and there's been a few other guests that I've loved speaking to. I love speaking to everyone, but there's a few that stick with you and think, I remember where I was when I was listening to that.
No, it's funny you mentioned that actually. So there's one of press play and run, and I remember exactly where I was on a run when Ryan mentioned about that he used to be a teacher, and it's just so random, so weird. It's a nuanced piece of information, and in the grand scheme of running, has nothing to do with running. It's just a form of job, but I know the exact corner I was on, as he said there, when he mentioned it, and
Yeah,
I don't know why it sticks with me.
but
It's just
you'll have
things.
ones from 40 rands. You'll have ones from what far? Like there's loads of guests, the good guests and the good conversations. It's timeless. You remember constant.
I'm not a fan of 40 runs anymore.
No, you were a big advocate for them, man.
I was at the start, and then
Very high pitched there.
he started changing the direction of what they were doing and what they set out for. It's almost like they build a base, and yeah, you're gonna grow, but they went to the far extreme. I mean, all the videos on YouTube of race reviews were all negative. It's like they're selling themselves on negativity, like tapping into that little market there. And now I just think it's a pillock.
I've never listened, so I can't comment.
No, it went from that, oh, I'm never gonna wear half tights and wear Sasuke and all that sort of, and now he's banging out this half tights and Sasuke, and it's like you've done that for a certain thing. Look, each to your own. You've got a following, you've got a cult. But I do remember there was Rude once on a podcast on the Monday Night Live one, I think it was, and he was asking questions. I put something in a chat. Well, yeah, we're going to be there with the Track and Core crew. And he went, oh, look, apparently there's other crews about. Yeah, whatever, up next. And I was like, that's rude, mate, because not everyone. So yeah, it's gone down in my estimations. But that happens.
Yeah, it does. People sell their soul. Anyway, we're getting tangential. I need to get an actual conversation with
Most of
you
this just
about
won't make
you,
the
not about everyone
edit.
else.
This won't make the edit,
Here, everything makes the edit. Very little. You know that by now. I'm lazy with edits. No, let's go
guys.
back then. And so we know all about Steve. We've had you on for all of season one as my co-host, and then we've had you back on in season two. You've mentioned there you've got a little bit of illness, whether that's from your daughter, from some other kind person, while your immune system is low, but you have had a kind of a niggling illness and ill injury and bits and pieces over the winter training as you look ahead to London. You've got a little bit more experience about you now. How have you been managing that?
Mentally far better than I ever have. So it's putting it into a bigger picture of, are you going to lose because you didn't do this or that? And if you keep missing this and that, you are going to lose. Like, if it's one off here, one off there, but you've got to listen to your body. I'm thankful the big illness that I had, I don't know what it was, but it was worse than COVID. That was back in week four. So that's very early on. I've already built a base 4 weeks before the marathon training started. And then I had an injury scare where my glute was just really angry with me because I decided to do a time trial on a Thursday night and then a 20 mile on a Sunday.
Bit
Believe
tight.
it. Yeah, the mate, the glute was tight, the hip was screaming, and so I just took an extra 2 rest days. Lots of stretching that we only do when we think an injury is coming, and then I've not stretched them since. Sometimes you just got to
Comment.
wing it,
Yeah, no
right?
comment.
But no, it's something that I need to do more, the stretching stuff. But illnesses aside, I've got a little bit of a cough now. I'll carry on. I sort of know when my body's telling me to stop now.
Yeah, but running will help clear that as well.
Yeah, it's not like a chesty type thing. It's just
In
annoying.
your throat, yeah.
Yeah, it just needs to get lost, to be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I've done that time trial in a 20 miler, and it wasn't the best idea.
That was a flyer of a time trial, though. We're coming on to I say no questions, but I've obviously got it lined up. We're coming on to where you're running just now, and that time trial is. You've been very kind of modest with it. You've not really bragged about it at all. You're
No.
not taking it as gospel because you want to do it
It's
in an
not
official
chipped.
event. Yeah, it's not chipped. But that was an absolute flyer of a 10K time trial you did that week.
So my coach said to me, I'm very fortunate that the run leader of the group, though the founder, Mo, he's a qualified coach, and I've got access to this person, and I don't pay him a penny. So I'm very fortunate in that. So I like to make sure that I take everything on board, because at some point I will be repaying that back to somebody else further down the line, which I'll get onto a little bit later. And he said, well, come out with me for 5K. Let's get you that sub 20 again, and then see what you can do after. In my mind, I said to myself, yeah, that's good. I'll do that sub 20 and I'll just drop off, whatever. And so I've done this thing, done a 3rd mile, took a gel, caffeine gel, and then just carried on, got to mile 4, just carried on mile 5, and I thought, just keep pushing, we're in the last mile now. And it's something a bit like your post where that unfortunate event happened at Park Run. So our stadium to our track, it literally is like a stadium. In the middle, it's got a big piece of grass, massive grass, and they play tag rugby on there. And I think we was about 4 miles in pushing. We're doing average about 6:15, 6:20 a mile. And we just hear this horrendous scream. Like, it was shuddering. It went right through you. Poor guy was on the floor, like in bits. And then we found out the week later that he'd torn his ACL whilst playing the rugby. So it took 2 laps to try and get that out of my head, because we were running around looking at him. So we're going around, we're doing like, yeah, 6 minute 15, 6 minute 20 miles, and trying to look at him and get that out of the head.
Yeah, it certainly slowed you down a little bit. It wouldn't have slowed you down
Not at
completely,
all.
but enough to
Not,
distract you.
yeah, men mentally, it could throw you off of your game. And I think if I wasn't running with him, I probably would have checked out. And I think he would have done the same. And we got to the end of that run, actually. And he was really happy. He got sub 40. He'd not done sub 40 for a while. He's like, man, you got me around that track. I went, you're the coach. How did I? He goes, no, but I didn't realize that we were taking turns in the pacing.
Yeah.
So
So if he
as
slowed
when,
off, you would push on.
yeah, so I didn't realize that I was doing that. So as we were coming into the stadium corner, the stand corner, I was going in front of him, and I was, because I'm taller, I was taking the wind.
Yeah.
And then as we got round, he went round me. We was just doing it naturally. I was like, okay, I've become that runner where we're paced each other without realizing what I'm doing. And he was really nice to be there. He said to me, I said, I might start doing pacing at events as a volunteer, and then be a coach. He said, you'd be a really good coach, because you're really good at people and you're good at running and you're humble with it. So yeah, I don't listen, mate. If I post a 38:59 in the chip time event, I'll
Oh, you'd.
scream and shout about it.
Yeah.
But there's always someone out there to go, oh, Strava says he's done 9.99. Strava says you can piss off.
Well, that's the same. Inverness would be in the 130, 113. That's the chip time that was officially measured by Scottish Athletics. It was a half marathon route. Strava says it was a 130, 53 or something like that. I'm going with the measured, accredited,
Always,
and not
always.
going with the satellite. The satellite can be a little bit wrong. Whereas in other times, when I'm running around and I send you a voice message that I've done a such 5K, I'll take that because I don't have an event. But at the same time, when I get an event, I'll take the event time.
Oh yeah, 100%. It's, I always say to people, you know, if you want to take that personal best as your you ran that, you didn't run it. No one else done it. I've just got to a point where I go, I'd love to have that officially noted down on like
Yeah.
a, you know,
You
a
can go
track,
back and look on a website.
a course that's been marked out
Or should have been.
properly.
Should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you mentioned something there as well. That's quite good to hear that you got to that point. And I've noticed it myself when you're at a race and you kind of take a note of who's around you, certainly with your coach there, and you're likely going to do it at London as well. But you take a note of who's around you, who's on similar paces, who's getting you along the road, and you draft them. And being so tall as I am, I do that normally anyway. I'll try and like block wind for people on the tough sections, and then I'll let them carry me back, pull me back. But no, so we didn't say who you're with. I think we covered it in, you may have joined them in season two, but you're now with Track and Core on a Thursday evening.
Yeah, so it's called Track and Core. As I said, Thursday evenings, but it's more than just running. So we will meet at 7:30. We don't go on track till 8. And we just sit and have a chat, and you know, we'll go around the room, and we might say, you know, because there's new people all the time, so you might say, what, you know, say your name, something you're grateful for today, maybe what are you out of 10, 7, 8, where you're sitting at. And it's some people think, oh, I'm here for running, not for a therapy session, and they sort of wheedle them away and they don't come back again. But for others, it's a place of, it's a safe space. And we're big on that, massive on that. And we don't set times, say, are we going to do X amount at such and such pace? It's give, we want you to give us 8 out of 10 or 7 out of 10, whatever that looks like. If you've
Don't
not
blow
got it,
yourself up, but give it a little bit of heat, a little bit of effort.
yeah. And if you've not got an 8 out of 10, you've only got a 6 or a 7 to 8, that's fine. We promote movement and
Yeah.
enjoying that movement. So I've been going for, it's a year in May. So it was a Thursday, the Thursday after the Hackney Half, which, yeah, so May time, about 17th, 18th of May, roughly. That's when I broke my toe on a croc.
And we talked about, I remember now, we talked about in season two how relaxed you looked. And I've seen a lot of the photos, obviously, through your profile and through a couple of other people that go to Track and Core that I follow. And the photos that are taken and how relaxed people are and how much enjoyment they get from having those sessions and having those people around.
Yeah, and afterwards we go and have some good old alcohol-free beers at a local place. So it's not just a run; it's like a couple of hours with a week with good people, and yeah, we've just become friends. You know, non-stop talking to each other. So yes, it's, we primarily want to run, but we've made a community, so that's really good, mate. There's 10 of us running in the marathon, which is great. Well, 10 of us running with Track and Core.
Yeah.
There are many, many of us running with different run groups.
And that was actually going to be my next point. And it's something I didn't realize until you mentioned it, but also there's been a few conversations up these parts recently about London and the balloting system. But if you're a registered club in the UK, you get at least one, or for the most part, you get at least one entry you can ballot within your club. Now you were lucky, you had was it Mo, isn't it, your coach, come up and ask you about running London.
So a bit of background. I like, people say, oh, you might blow someone's trumpet too much, but he honestly, he's what's needed in the community. And in London, we've got quite a lot. I'm not sure in Scotland, but in London, you know, we've got a lot of those people. So you've got him. There's a chap called Andre who runs with a Mafia Moves. You've got Charlie Darko. He runs for Run Dem Crew. There's so many that are like pillars of the community, and they all interlink But Mo was invited to be on the committee, so the London Marathon Events Committee, so communities and how can we change things. And he went in, he said, "Oh yeah, can I have 20 bibs?" He knew he wouldn't get 20. And then he got 10. And to make it fair, he obviously put it out to the whole group, and if wanted to apply for it and say why they would want to run it and how would they represent diversity, change, inclusivity, and all that sort of business. And then he chose 10 people from there. I did not envy his task, because he would have had there's 90 people in a group chat, and he's only got 10 places. And I was fortunate enough to get one. And he said to me, a lot of that wasn't because he thought, oh yeah, Steve's a good runner. It was more, well, Steve turns up every week. Steve puts the chairs out without anyone asking. He helps clear things up. He talks to people. He's helping people. He's part of what we stand for. So,
Inspirational and also having the mindset to want to get there, but you've done London twice for charity as well now, so I think it's only fair in the grand scheme of things, and everyone should get an opportunity to run London. But you've done it twice. You've done an amazing job of generating money for valuable causes. But it's almost like, yeah, it's your time. You're putting in the effort. You're putting in the commitment. You're putting in the valued assistance to help others. So it's giving back.
Oh, 100%. And I was resigned to not getting a place because I didn't get a place in the ballot. I was going to go to Germany and run a Berlin half, and as soon as I got to London, I just binned off Berlin. I said I can't go there and try and race the streets of Berlin 2 weeks before the London Marathon, because I'm not going to go there and plod and take it easy. I'm going to go there and shoot off.
And it'll feel
Just
all the better and all the sweeter for getting to your goal and your target that you've been aiming at the last two Londons to get there. It'll be all the better when it's at a home event, when it's on the streets of where you've grown up and where you live.
it's I'm sort of fall into that scary little trap. And I saw that Ryan posted it, the all over the pace post he put, and I feel like I could go quicker than a 3:30. I feel I can go quicker than a 3:20, 3:25. But I said to him, I've got to keep the goal as 3:30.
Keep the head.
So you keep the goal as 3:30, and if I've got a kick in me in the last 4 miles, I'm going to use it. And that's the way I need to look at it, because I do believe that I can. The fitness, I mean, I probably could get a hopefully like a free free between a 3:15 and a 3:20. But there'll be plenty of time for that, and it gives the next goal something, next marathon a goal to click into.
Yeah, you need to hit your A goal. You need to hit what you've been working towards for all this time. And then, like you said, with your 10K, you'll scream and shout about it. And at that point, you'll have done what you've always wanted to do. It becomes less pressure on you. You can turn up to other events. I'm just going to take a step back here where you said about Mo and people in the community. And you've mentioned Ryan there. There are people like 100% Ryan, and he doesn't see himself as a inspiration within the community, and he definitely is. He's a massive
100%.
role model to a lot of people. You then have guests, people he's had on, Joanne, who's the head of the Newton Road Runners. You've had Ben Fullerton, who I bumped into just randomly at the Inverness Half from Mount Vernon, and someone like the unfortunate passing of Derek Adamson, who was at the Kirkcaldy Wizards. There's a lot of names in the community. It's not people that I know because they don't go and shout their names. It's the same with Mo and that, like, so people, they're so humble. They just get on with it. They do what they're doing for the community, and they don't want to take the spotlight. I think that's great. And these people should be shouted about. They should have a spotlight on them. But at the
100%.
same time, that's their happy place. They just want to help others smash their goals.
And yes, it's just selfless, and the
Selfless,
most
yeah.
selfless people won't realize that what they're doing. I will have people come up to me at track and go, "Oh, you helped me, really helped me the other day. I didn't realize today." I was like, "I don't feel like I've done anything. I just had a conversation."
That's all you can do, though, isn't it? Sometimes it's just be nice and inspire people. funny enough, that's how I start this episode. I haven't recorded it yet, but it is on my notes of things to say. Is I'm doing a part, or at this point, it will have come out. I'm doing a part about Derek. All the kind bits that I've heard about the man. I only had a 5-minute conversation with him, and he was so humble with what he was talking about. He was such a quiet spoken man, but the messages I've heard, he made such an impact to the whole Fife area and beyond. But yeah, as you say, selfless. So going more in depth with London, you talked about training, you talked about the hiccups that kind of started in week four. You've got your goal, you've got your A goal, your B goal, your C goal. How's training as a whole feeling while comparing it to, say, year one and year two?
I get a lot more sleep, where I'm not getting up at 3:30 every morning.
Now you've changed work patterns out, yeah.
Yeah, it makes a massive difference. I know that, you know, I run my own diary, so which is an extremely lucky thing to have. I'm answerable just literally to myself, my training, and then when I start getting clients, I then tell them when I'm available.
Yeah.
So it makes running easier. Training block, it's been a bit different. I've had the element of time on feet versus I'm going out for 6 miles today. So for example, yesterday went out for, the aim was a 60-minute easy run, and I could not care less whether I'd done 4 miles or 8 miles in that. It doesn't matter. I think I've done like 5, whatever. Who cares? Mm-hmm. I just don't care about the pace at all. Now, I do use a wristwatch, which isn't the greatest in terms of heart rate monitoring. I do actually have, I'm looking at my phone because I've got my chest strap being delivered today. Just to get a real...
that sneaky voice note that I got last night about ordering yourself a chest strap, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I ordered a good old Amazon Prime. Garmin, if you want to give them for free, give me a shout. 87 quid, Jesus.
It'll make a big difference to your monitoring. Yeah.
100%, and that's what we need. But in terms of my training, it's gone better than... I've not been doing 5 runs a week. I've been doing 4. And that's... I didn't want to run 5 times a week. And I thought, do 4. Just happened that coach put 4 on the plan as well. Mm-hmm. And it gives me good recovery time. It gives me a day where I can just go to the gym just to do gym stuff. And it's going well. I mean, I'm not really happy with my Strava graph, because it's like up, down, up, down, up, down. But you point and go, well, you couldn't even get out of bed on that week, so who cares about that? Or you missed that run there, because you have to miss some of these things in order to get to the start line and not screw yourself over. What happens on a day, I know my fitness is in a really good place. I know I can do it. So that's what you focus on, the positive stuff. But training has been really good. There have been times where I have done, I've been on a run, like a long run, and I just could not be bothered. But I know I've got the WhatsApp group chat, and they're like, yeah, guys, so you're doing well. You've got 4 miles to go or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's going better than year one and year two. But I think, well, marathon one, marathon two, so this will be third marathon in 18 months.
Yeah.
It will be, it's gone smoother. I feel better, but it's more experience than, as well as circumstance.
You're not hammering your head off a wall by the sounds of it. You're not thinking, I have to do every run. You're listening to your body. You're using your experience. You can have a week off. If anyone looks at my Strava chart recently and they're seeing the times I'm doing, they see that it is the same. It's like a back of a porcupine, back of a hedgehog. It's up and down. I have a busy week. I get out for 4 runs, 3-4 runs at a longer distance. The next week, I get out for 1 run. You just work with life. But I've got a good base there, like you do as well. And you're not losing anything on that serious week. You obviously would gain a lot more by having more structure and a smoother curve building up to your deload week and then hammering it. But you're certainly looking strong. You're right. I don't see a lot of posts on Strava. I don't spend a lot of time on Strava like some people, but you don't see it every week hammering out. But I mean, that's a good thing. You're
Well,
enjoying running. That's the main thing.
you can't hammer it out
No.
every day, every week. So mine is, I
It
only do
becomes an
one.
addiction otherwise, doesn't it?
Yeah, I it comes counterproductive. I only do one proper speed session a week. That's a Thursday night. That's it. The rest of it is either easy or it's steady. We're not pushing the body too much because the stress you put through the body is, and look, I know running means a lot to a lot of people. It's their escape. But at the end of the day, no, I'm not a professional athlete. I do this as something on the side. If I don't achieve something, I don't achieve it. It is what it is. You achieve what you achieve on a day, and that's the dice that maybe a higher being has rolled for you.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen, but what can you take out of it? So it, yeah, the time's great. Here's a little secret. Everyone doesn't pay too much attention. You might have to put like a little expletive on this. Probably already have to, but no one gives a shit about what time you run it in. No one cares. No one cares how it's. That's your time. That's for you to be proud of. Yeah, okay. People go, oh, well done. You done well done. Have a like. Good job. Crack it. It's really really fast time. I couldn't do that. And then it goes. It's what can you take out of the event that means something to the grand scheme of things.
If you're seeing you're going in a better direction, or something along that lines, yeah, no, that was that. I'm still bad on myself. I'm still hard on myself. I have my goals in mind, and I usually outperform my goals, and I'm still disappointed. I was disappointed at Inverness, but I wasn't disappointed in the time I got. I was disappointed in myself because I had too much left in me. But then I have a little grump. I have a little moan. We had the cult there. They were so supportive. Pat you on the back, and you just you bring yourself down from your high horse and go, no, I am happy. I need to get past that point of I am happy now, and I'll work at it. But I'm so delighted for everyone else. There were so many PBs that day. I'm so delighted that they got their A goals. They were happy. They were delighted, and that's the main thing.
It is, and it's something that sticks with me, that Mo always says, is the run on a day doesn't define you as a person. It's just another
A thing,
footnote,
isn't it? It's just a thing. It's just another day.
just a thing. It's not like you're in Brooks and getting battered by a cur week in, week out at different events.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
we're getting enjoyment out of this, where there's places in the world that are in much more dire straits than we're in. Right, in an effort to start thinking about wrapping things up, other than London, what else is on the cards, my man?
I've got Hackney Half, which is about 4 weeks after. Not that will be a PB. So official PB is like 138 or something like that, because I've not really raced it
Oh,
properly.
if you got a 138, you'll smash that, man.
No, I'll smash it, and not to be arrogant, but
By
I
quite
didn't
a
really
significant number, too.
I didn't train for that half marathon that I achieved it in. I just sort of plodded along and just got base miles in. So the aim will be
Sub
to go
90.
sub 90.
Jace will be chasing you, so will I. If you get sub 90 before both of us, we'll both be down in London chasing you down the streets.
Listen, if I get a sub 90 on the Hackney Half course, I know that I would get much quicker than that on the big half in September. So Hackney Half is very windy, sharp corner turns, where you sort of lose a bit of momentum
You
and then
lose
come back out of
seconds.
it. Yeah, and then you've got to try and get back into that speed again. It's a great course though. Great course. Because Hackney is a very, the area itself is, a lot of, spray paint art everywhere. That's like, it's very, I don't know what the right word to use without making it sound like a shithole, to be honest. Yeah.
No, I know there's a particular word in the election world of trying to get people to come out, but you're going to have an affluent area and a less affluent area. But these less affluent areas sometimes have a lot more character. More often than not, have a lot more character, a lot more
There
life
is,
about them.
yeah, the culture and the character of the area is beautiful. And I get really annoyed when some people that, oh, London's fallen. You're like, You've never been to London. What are you
I
talking
love
about? You
London.
know,
I absolutely adore London.
it's there are places, there are parts of London that is just so nice, and things play I've never seen before. And I've been here, I'll be 37 this year. But yeah, that's not a PB course for me to go sub 90. But if I go sub 90 on that, then I've got to try and aim for about a 125 on a big half, which has got a
Yeah.
hill at the end of it.
Oh, kick on up the hill. If I learned anything from 2 weeks ago, if I'm getting my second fastest 10K while running it in a headwind and running uphill, then I'm being lazy and could be doing a lot more. But
Yeah, and it's all about the track workouts that I've been doing. So we progressed with
on
that.
that, actually, do you have, firstly, I am conscious of time, but firstly,
No, sorry.
do
I'm good.
you
I'm
have
good.
track spikes, and have you found that life of track running super beneficial to your overall training?
I think so. I don't use spikes. In terms of overall running, it helps with your form and holding form at a pace. But I think setting a quick time on a track is very different to setting off a track, and that's because the track's so well maintained that every step you're taking, the surface is A, is clean, smooth, consistent, but B, is not like tarmac. It's not sponge, but it's not the same. So
Polymeric surface. I know what you mean. Again, it comes from the architecture side of things.
it gives you something that the road doesn't give, and that's almost like a bit of a help as well. So hence another reason why I want to get those times translated onto road. But mate, listen, if we're talking get a sub 90 for yourself and Jace, then it's on. I'll go do my deload week in a I'll go do it in week 14 when I've got 13.1.
I can't push myself solo. I have to have an event. So I'm looking for another half between now and the Loch Ness 24, because that's my next event. Do you have any 10Ks lined up for a chip time
Oh,
to try get this official time?
not currently, but I will look to do so after London. I take my 2 week hiatus from running, as I do every year. But I'm lucky because I've got a lot of run through events down here, so there's absolutely everywhere. And I'll probably go Battersea Park. Battersea Park is an incredibly quick venue, very, very quick. And the type of people, the type of club runners that run on places like Battersea. I mean, I've got a friend who ran a 1:18 half marathon, and he said the rate that these people were running past him, looking like they was just jogging, and like they just leave you for dead. So there's a bit of inspiration to watch them. If they're pushing that late into the half marathon, then you just pick yourself up. But I can understand why some people get a bit put off when they see super fast runners, but I see it as
We're
inspirational. But
all at our own. We're all at our
yeah.
own point in our running. We've both seen times that are neither 2 hours for a half marathon to now be down at 90s. We've worked hard for it, and these people have done exactly the same.
Yeah, I think my first half marathon was about 1:50, and I remember at the time thinking, "How am I going to go quicker than that?"
Yeah.
And it's just consistency, building it, showing up when you don't want to show up, and just getting the work done, listen to the body, and then before you know it, you're managing to post like sub 39 10Ks. I'll take it, but I can't claim it officially until I've done it at a chip time. That's just me.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I think we're about 45 minutes. I think that's a good mark.
Yeah.
I'll be kicked if I keep going, although it'll be nice to go like the old days and go up to 2 hour episodes. But No, it's been so good having you back on, man. I felt so at ease, back to a year ago. It's almost like you've taken me back a year.
Well, I progress. You've taken me back. Jesus, no.
You're only gonna be 36 this year. You've taken me back a year.
Yeah, well, I this is fantastic. I'm to make everyone younger. It's brilliant.
Oh
No, but
no.
it's appreciated. Obviously, I said it privately, but I'll go on record, Your Honor. The podcast's grown a lot. The content's got a lot better. I think that me not being on board actually makes it a little bit easier because you can work on your own time.
It makes recording sessions easier to plan. I wouldn't say it makes the content production any easier because I've got to think about a lot more, instead of having two minds that can bounce off each other and two sets of questions that you can bounce off a guest. It's a lot of mental gymnastics. But
Well,
I know you set me up. You've set me up for this, and in a good way, not in a bad way. So I can only ever thank you, my man.
so when you're famous, sporting Armani glasses and in a sunglasses hut windows,
Yeah, no Armani, sticking to Kylo in the wild, my man. That's my sunglasses. That's my
nice little
sunglasses.
link there for a little ad for him.
No, I'm rooting for you for what we were talking, 4 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time.
We are talking, well, officially, if you go by the 24-hour clock, 29 days,
29 days. I'll
something
be
like that.
tracking you. There's a few people that I'm going to be keeping a close eye on, but certainly when we have everyone's numbers, we'll get the numbers up on stories, we'll get the trackers out, and we'll let everyone follow how you get on. But yeah, season five, I'm sure we'll get you back on as well to test to kind of check in, see how it went, see how you felt, and all being well, it'll be happy days and you'll be shouting from the rooftops.
Yeah, give it. We'll do that. I'm showing in sunglasses. I might have to get some sunglasses now as the
Well, you know, a man has got a discount code. Right, my dude. Thank you very
Cool.
much for joining me this day. And as I say, all the best of luck with everything you've
See
got
you, mate.
coming up. It was great having Steve back on for a chat. Gone are the days of the Shox headphones and the mobile phone mic. He definitely has moved up in the world, even with a camera to boot. But that's what an interview should feel like for me. Nice and relaxed, a great chat, and a good vibe. Thanks to Steve for giving up some of his workday to fill the void and save my bacon. Although, as I said, he had asked for a chance to come on and speak to me once again ahead of the London Marathon. So it all worked out in the end. If you liked what you heard today, the best way to support the podcast is to do what you've been doing, to download, to stream, and to listen to the show. A quick share with your family and friends would always be appreciated, or a share on social media alongside a tag back to the show's page wouldn't go amiss. Remember to give us a tag because I like to share those and share the support that you are giving to me as well. If you'd like to show your physical support for the podcast, you can always purchase a t-shirt from our merchandise partners over at Twisted Running. All proceeds stay with Twisted and help them grow the brand that's doing such amazing things to help support other podcasters, running groups, and alike. We may have another t-shirt getting added to the collection fairly soon, so keep your eyes peeled for that. The quality of the product is top notch. It's really high quality, long lasting. Now, I should know because I've bought quite a few of their t-shirts myself for the show. You can find a direct link to the Twisted's 99 page on our website, thepoint99podcast.com, or by Googling Twisted Running. Dropping them a follow on social media, especially Instagram, would be a great thing to do as well, especially since they're doing quite a number of giveaways along the way as well. Now, the show is available on all major podcast platforms, so if your friends and family don't like using Apple or hate using Spotify, there's always going to be an alternative for them. You can always find every episode streamable on our website via the inbuilt player on the episodes page, or you can also find us over on YouTube, where YouTube kind of generates a lovely graphic that goes along with it. If you're on Instagram or Facebook and want to give us a little bit of support or a follow, you can do that just by searching the Point99 podcast. If you want to get in contact, you can always leave a comment on any of the posts. Drop me a direct message at either the Point99 podcast or at Mr_Steve_runs. Now, finally, you can also drop me an email at thepoint99podcast@gmail.com. But that's that for this week. That's the penultimate episode ticked off as we look ahead to the season finale. As always, I can't thank you all enough for tuning in today. You make this hobby all the more enjoyable week by week, showing your support, feedback, and love. Once again, I would just like to echo my introduction to this week's episode and my thoughts with not only Derek Adamson's family and friends, but also the Kirkcaldy Wizards and the community of Fife runners that knew the man. But until next time, stay safe, enjoy your runs, and you will hear from me soon.